プレイステーション。
Welcome to the land of long live play, where greatness is always waiting. Welcome to the PlayStation Experience. As always, joining me is the Secretary of Spoil, Ms. Haley Nicole Miller. How are you doing, Haley?
I am tired, people. I've been awake since 5 p.m. yesterday.
For once, I am also tired, so I can relate.
I mean, yeah. We decided we were going to record early this morning, and I knew around 11 o'clock last night that if I went to bed, I was sleeping right through this.
Yeah, that's accurate. This has been a busy holiday weekend. Thanksgiving, the holiday that people don't care about, and the real holiday, Black Friday, for us Americans.
Oh, work was fun on Black Friday, I'll tell you that much.
I can imagine. So, two questions.
Yes.
First one is obvious. Haley, what you're playing. The second one, since you're in Canada, I know your Thanksgiving is a different date, but do y'all celebrate Black Friday there? And did you get any cool things on Black Friday?
I don't have the money for Black Friday. I mean, I wish I had the money for Black Friday. I want to play Death's Door. It's only $26, but I can't even afford that right now. Which, I mean, it's cool that I got the Nano Cell for free since I can't really afford anything.
You got to tell that story, by the way.
I will tell that story. but anyways, yes, we do celebrate Black Friday here. It's not really as big as the holiday. A lot of the good deals are online here, not in stores. So you won't see people trampling each other for TVs.
That's the best part of Black Friday.
No, it's absolutely not. As someone who worked retail, it is absolutely not the best thing about Black Friday. As for what I'm playing, Guardians of the Galaxy, thank you again for the birthday gift. No, I just reached chapter 8 this morning, like the beginning of chapter 8. So like, I just, as lightly spoilering as can, because I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to play it yet. Rocket just tried to attack the drone.
I gotcha.
Yeah. and then,
how are you enjoying it so far?
Oh, it's good. I'm loving it. I'm having a blast with it. I missed a couple of costumes, though, which means I'll have to do a New Game Plus run through to get the platinum, since there's a trophy for all of the costumes.
Yeah,
I know you only need like 75% of the collectibles, but you do need all of the costumes.
And as my son told me after I finished the game, the MCU costumes are in the game. So
they are.
If you are playing, look out for those.
I'm rocking the MCU costume for Gamora and Star-Lord. I don't like the way the MCU skin looks on Drax. With his model, it doesn't look right. And I haven't found Groot or Rocket's movie outfits yet. Currently, I have Drax and Rocket rocking the Nova Corps outfits. Groot is wearing the Five Horsemen of the Apocalypse outfit, which
that's
makes him
one.
Look. It just makes him look evil, which is so weird. yeah, and I like the cool, like, I like the introduction of elements to the combat. It definitely livens up since you play as Peter. So that's nice. The other thing I'm playing excessively is Skyrim, because Skyrim. I just reached level 25 last night. I finished the Companions quest line, the Dawnguard quest line on the vampire side, because vampires, obviously. And I'm working on the Thieves Guild and the Dark Brotherhood right now. And then, you know, I've jumped into Valhalla here and there to grab some weekly challenges, stuff like that. I haven't really touched Far Cry in a while. I took a break from that to finish Alan Wake a while back, which I did, which is good. I don't know. I'll get back to it at some point. But for now, I'm working on Guardians and Skyrim mostly. I did touch a little bit of Halo. And I mentioned this on Play Some Video Games that we recorded this week, but touched a little bit of Halo Infinite's multiplayer. I'm not very good at it, but it's fun. And then just Forza. So.
Oh, you've been playing some games then.
Yeah. When I feel up to it after work, because I'm working optional overtime right now. So.
Getting that money. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, except Monday and Wednesday. That's not optional overtime. That's mandatory overtime for Cyber Monday and the first of the month.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? Like, why is it mandatory on Cyber Monday?
So it was supposed to be mandatory on Black Friday, but they chose not to, just based on call projection volume. So again, for anyone who doesn't know, I work with American Credit Unions. Literally, I of course live in Canada, but all of the credit unions I service are in the States. So Black Friday is way bigger over there than it is here. So it was extremely busy. I did not have a single break from calls outside of my scheduled designated break times until about 5 o'clock. Then there started being breaks between calls. And whew, it is frustrating.
A lot of angry people.
Oh, no, actually, I didn't really have many angry people. It was just people who didn't understand why the bank was closed on Black Friday.
Ah.
So they're like, well, I had a couple of them go, well, that's bullshit, and I don't feel like treated with respect. You should be following us because it's customer owned. I'm like, ma'am, I don't make the rules. I just have to tell you the rules. But why is it mandatory on Cyber Monday? Because they expect a lot of, hey, my card declined and I need to know what's going on calls. And it's always mandatory overtime on the first of the month because everyone's like, I'm locked out of home banking, yada, 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 stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have that, man. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just, my usual TV spiel. I'm up to season 4 of Smallville. I started rewatching Teen Wolf again because they fixed the subtitles accessibility option on Apple TV. Quick refresher for those who don't know. The Apple TV app has the option to turn subtitles on, except not on the PlayStation. I literally had to go into the accessibility features on the PlayStation 5 and turn subtitles override apps to have subtitles on everything. And then that's Apple weird. TV, yes. Then Apple TV updated a couple months ago and was like, hey, no subtitles for you. And I was like, huh, okay, well, I guess I'll just not watch anything on Apple TV anymore. And then out of the blue, after I finished Hawkeye the other night, I decided, I'm going to go watch something on iTunes. I was going to watch Transformers, but I said screw it and threw the first episode of Teen Wolf on. And all of a sudden, the subtitles are back. So I was like, whatever, I'm gonna take the chance to just rewatch it while I can. So,
okay, cool. I haven't played much of anything this week. I think I played a little bit of Far Cry. Most of my week has kind of been consistent of watching. I watched the rest of Castlevania, so that's video game related. Mm-hmm. That series is awesome.
I still haven't watched that.
Really good. You like vampires, Haley? So you should
watch it. I do like vampires, but I've never been a fan of Castlevania, really. So.
It doesn't matter. You should check it out. Even if you're not a fan of Castlevania, because it's a very intricate and deep story about different characters, even especially on the vampire side. They tell stories about like Dracula and his motivations and his son's motivation. And then you have these three vampire women who, like, I want to say they worked for Dracula at one point, but after, if you know Castlevania, you know what happened to Dracula. After what happened to Dracula happens, they kind of run their own, like, castle and stuff like that, and the story behind them and what they're doing is really interesting. It's really good. Fantastic.
I'll get to it at some point. It's Kevin telling me that he doesn't think I'm going to like The Breakfast Club. I'm like, semi-cute, I'll watch it at some point.
Yeah, I don't think you'll like that one.
What, you don't think I'll like Breakfast Club?
No. Breakfast Club is fascinating because it's definitely a movie of its time. And there are moments where the language and stuff is harsh.
Oh, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces. I mean, like, the ending of the movie is literally in Pitch Perfect.
The ending of that movie is in every movie. Like, they parry that ending so much, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the ending.
It's one of those films that, like I said, it's a movie of its time. And in many ways, it deals with trauma.
I've got lots of trauma.
So if you can look towards that aspect of it, you'll probably like it. Because they're like, all the kids in the movie are broken. Straight up broken. Oh. They have issues and stuff like that. And they're kind of sorting out through the movie. It's a fascinating, as I watch it now, it's a fascinating watch. Because, you know, when I watched it then, I was a kid. So I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, the kids. I'm riding with them. And then you get on like, oh, these kids are kind of broken.
I mean, most kids nowadays are broken.
Yeah. So I got that aspect of it. But yeah, check it out, because it's definitely a historical film. People say it's one of the greatest films in film history, so it's worth a watch just for that aspect of it.
I wanna check out Tick, Tick, Boom as well, which is a musical about... that's the new Andrew Garfield movie about the guy who made the musical Rent.
Oh yeah, I saw that on... Is it on Netflix?
It is, yeah.
That's why I saw that. I saw the cue on it. So I said, I wonder what the hell that is. So I'll probably watch that. In terms of the video games, since it's Black Friday, I got a lot of stuff. I can say it on here because it's a Patreon exclusive. I got Pokemon Pearl for my daughter for Christmas. That was regular price. But I traded in my regular Switch because I got a Switch OLED for Christmas. My ex bought me a Switch OLED, so...
Yeah, with a fancy-ass plug from Dubai.
Exactly. So I took my old Switch and traded it in. I got $260 credit for it, which is damn near the price of the Switch.
I see you got that fridge, too.
Yeah, I got the Xbox fridge. They had it at Target for $100. I'm like, oh, this is great. I got another M2 slot card. I got a one terabyte.
For Delvin Jr., so you can give him your small one?
Yeah. The one terabyte was like $129 without the heat sink at GameStop. And since I had $260 of credit, I was like, fuck it, I might as well just get it.
Did you get the heat sink I got? Because I highly recommend it. It's great.
Which one is it? Samsung?
No. So I got... No. That's the SSD I have. It's the Samsung 980 Pro. But the heatsink I have just replaces the metal cover that comes in the PlayStation 5. So, like, I have it right here. Yeah, this. It literally just replaces this. This is the metal cover that comes in the PlayStation. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm holding the metal cover for the M2 slot in the PlayStation 5. My heatsink just replaces this cover.
I did not get that. You should send me the link to that so I can get that, probably.
I'll send you the link.
Because I don't want to put it in without putting in a heat sink, so I'll just wait.
Yeah. It's about $30. Or it was here, so it's probably cheaper in the States, but it was $30 here, including tax. So.
Yeah, but I already took it. Oh, this is the funny thing. I'm buying the heat sink at GameStop. Like I said, I had like 200 and I had a bunch of credit. Because I traded in some other stuff, too, but I'm buying the heatsink, right? So my son's like, what is that, and why is it? Because the sticker price is like $189. I got it for like $129. The same one you got, the Samsung one.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, what is that? I'm like, that's the memory for the PlayStation. He said, what are you talking about? Like, you do know that your PlayStation doesn't have that much hard drive space, right? And that it's going to run out really soon. He's like, it is? Like, yes. Like, yeah, I've been checking your hard drive space. You're like, no. And it was like, Delvin, and then the guy at GameStop was laughing at it, like, you didn't know that? he said, boy, he told my son, that's some white boy privilege. because you know my son, we all know each other. So he's like, we're laughing at it because he's like, your dad just bought you a PS5. You didn't even realize it don't have hard drive space. Now you're gonna get its old M2 drive slot. Like, I said, boy, this boy got it good. PS5.
I mean,
he don't have to worry about. He doesn't have to worry about hard drive space or nothing like that either now.
I mean, the games he's been installing aren't tiny either, so.
Yeah, when we got home from GameStop, he noticed that he didn't have any hard drive space left. Like, oh, I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah. It also, it's weird, too, because, like, Fortnite, like, some titles don't allow you to play the PS4 version on the PS5. I mean, I don't play Fortnite anymore, but, like, the big example being Fortnite, you actually have, like, even if you have the PS4 version installed on an external hard drive, it won't let you play it. You have to install the PS5 version. Huh. So it's interesting for sure.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I got, like I said, got Switch OLED. I got the Xbox fridge, which is cool. It's big as hell. I didn't think it was going to be that big.
It's a 12-can fridge.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that big because I had a small fridge. I had a Pepsi one, and it held like 6 or 7 cans, and it fit right into my TV. But
I've never had a mini fridge.
Like right around the time that Xbox fridge came out, my Pepsi fridge died. So I'm like, oh, when they have the Xbox fridge in stock, I'll just get one of those to replace it. And they haven't been having it in stock, so. I haven't got it until yesterday. They had a bunch of them. They had like 10 of them like just sitting on the floor. So I ended up getting one of those. I got, what else did I get? I got a bunch of stuff. I'm trying to think of all the things I got. I got the Nickelodeon Brawl game for PS5 for my son for Christmas. I got a bunch of Blu-rays, of course, because that's what I do on every Black Friday. The thing about Black Friday here is the stores don't be as crowded as other places.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't really have a situation where people are, like, in line fighting for spaces and stuff like that. And if they are crowded when you go, just leave. Like, fuck that. Just leave. Go to another store because it's not like the only place that really be crowded on Black Fridays is the malls. So if you're not
Walmart.
Even our Walmart wasn't that crowded. It wasn't that bad. Because usually, this is how fucked up it is here in terms of Walmart. Usually when you go to Walmart, there's like 4 or 5 cashiers open. And the lines be out the door all day because it's just horrible service. Black Friday, all 23 cashiers are open. So even though it's busy, the lines aren't long. Because every cashier is open that day. Even the ones in the back. So it's like, well, the ones in the back is usually long because it's like 2 cashiers and everybody's over there buying TVs and stuff. They don't know they can just walk their dumb ass to the front with the TV.
Well, no, actually you can't. With a TV, you have to buy it in the electronics area. There's regulations for that. Speaking of someone who worked at Walmart, if they catch you, walking a TV out of the electronics department, you haven't bought it, they'll stop you or sick loss prevention on you.
This is the thing about it, though. Black Friday, they don't have it in those areas. They have the TVs all along the floors. So you can, you know how they usually have the electronics area? Black Friday, they have the TVs along the aisles and in the middle of the stores and stuff like that. So you can literally just grab one of those TVs and walk to the front.
Yeah. That's different, though, but, like, usually...
Yeah, usually you have to go in that TV area.
Yeah, like here, for example, the electronics department, the TVs are, like, wired to the wall. You have to go get a representative to actually get the TV off the shelf. Speaking of Blu-rays, though, you were thinking of me when you tagged me in the discounted complete Blu-ray series of Supernatural, but again, couldn't afford to purchase it, so...
Yes, I got Space Jam, A New Legacy, and I got it was something else I got with that. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Free Guy.
Yeah, Free Guy. I got Free Guy, and I got, surprising my son, I got Adele's new CD. He's like, you like Adele? I'm like, yeah, I like Adele. It's like, sometimes you need music to ride to that's just calm and relaxing. You don't have to hear hip-hop or podcasting all the time. Sometimes you can listen to a little Adele to get you relaxed and keep you calm.
What about Taylor Swift's new album?
I have not heard Taylor Swift.
Like re-release of the album from
that years might, ago. That might be a bridge too far for me.
Why? Why? I don't know. Taylor Swift is great.
I only like one Taylor Swift song.
Which is?
I think it's called Style. Like, that's a good song, but I don't think I've really gotten into Taylor Swift. Never really, like, I know at one point she did country music.
She did country music for two albums and then switched to pop. And, yeah.
Yeah. So, I hate country music. I cannot listen to that shit.
Generally, I don't like country music either, but hers is the exception, so.
Is hers, like, fake country music, like, they say it's country, but it's really pop.
Her second album is that. Her first album is actually country, though.
Okay.
And I know that because it used to actually get played in Walmart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a good Black Friday. Thanksgiving was okay. You know, we ate turkey. My brother fried a turkey because I went to his house for Thanksgiving. And you ever seen people fry a turkey before, Haley?
Yes, deep fried turkey is delicious.
Yeah, his was very good. When I got there, he had to run out because when he tried the first time to deep fry the turkey, the inside of the pot completely burned out.
Yeah. Hey, also pro tip, because I saw a couple people do this. I saw videos of people doing this. Do not put ice in your deep fryer.
Yeah,
that's how you make an oil fire. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he did. All I know is when I pulled up, he was like, I gotta go. I fucked up. The bottom of the pot is completely destroyed. I need to go get another pot. And everything was legit closed on Thanksgiving, which wasn't the case for like a long time. Like last year, like grocery stores.
Yeah, still I know. Open. This is the first year Walmart was closed on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, Walmart was closed. Target was closed. And they didn't, nobody opened up on Thanksgiving like they usually do. Most grocery stores were closed, so getting a pot was almost impossible for him. Yeah, but otherwise than that, that's kind of been it. Oh, I can't think of anything else I got off the top of my head. I got some other games, and I can't think of them off the top of my head, so no point in talking about them.
You playing Death's Door?
Have not. I played it on Xbox. I don't know if I'm going to get it on PS5.
I like I said, I want to get it. Like, it's on my list to play. Here's a short story, I guess. I'm behind on my internet bill. Like, I was still catching up on that whole rent situation from last year. And in doing so, I got behind on my internet bill. So, on Monday of this week, it's my lunch break, right? It's busy, yada, yada. I'm enjoying my lunch break. The internet goes out. Mm-hmm. Oh. And then my mom goes, hey, the cable's out. I'm like, that's weird. Let me call the company. Call the company. Hey, your services are suspended. I'm like, hey, do you want to get paid? I need the internet back. What do you mean? I work from home. Oh. Okay. When are you going to pay us? I'm like, well, I put $100 down when I got paid last. And I'll give you $200 more when I get paid next. And they're like, okay, cool. Here's your step back. And so that's fun. That's how that's going.
Yeah, that's rough. I'm about to say, because you kind of need internet to do your job. You kind of need your internet to do podcasting.
I do. I literally had to go, hey, do you want to get paid? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I mean, I work from home and I work at a call center, so I kind of need the internet. And they're like, oh, yeah, that makes things difficult, doesn't it? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'd like to pay you. And I was paying you. It just hadn't posted yet because it takes 3 business days to post because I just pay through my bank app, which I do every month. And I'd done it on the Friday, and because Saturday and Sunday don't count as business days, it hadn't posted yet. So they're like, when did you make a payment? Friday. And they're like, oh, okay. here's your step back. I was like, great, thanks. You'll get paid this day and this day. And then my stuff was back like half an hour later. But yeah, that's how my lunch break went. Here's a better story though. So it's a contest at work for like most customer surveys with like a positive result. And somehow I won it. And then the specific TV that I got was the 2021 NanoCell 85 model, which is like, what a coincidence.
That is awesome. Great TV.
Yeah. So that made things better. That I won the contest before this whole debacle with the... the internet, and the TV was delivered before, but having the TV makes up for it because things pop, colors look way better. The old TV I had definitely did not have HDR. It was just like Donnie said on a
fake VR.
Yeah. Or just vivid mode turned on all the time. Yes. Yeah. So it's way better. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I know. Because, like, when I got my TV, we might have the same TV, I think.
No, I have the NanoCell. You have the LG C1. You have, like, the next... I don't know if it's the first model up from what Donnie and I have, Donnie, Josh, and I have, or two models up. But you have, like, top of the line, and so does Elaine.
Okay. Because I remember when I got mine, before I had mine, I could not play Cyberpunk, because... when I would go in the dark areas,
you just couldn't
see shit, even if you turned the brightness up. With this one, Cyberpunk looked fantastic. You couldn't tell nothing was wrong with Cyberpunk.
See, I'm running into that issue now where, like, sometimes the HDR works too well, because some, like, there's no HDR in Skyrim, but I guess the mode I have for games sort of does auto HDR in some cases. So, like, in Skyrim, you'll go into a cave and it'll be dark. And I'm actually having to use the candlelight spell to see in the cave for the first time ever. I've never used the candlelight spell in my entire Skyrim career. For anyone who doesn't know, that's a spell where it like puts a little shining light above your head and it'll follow you as you move. I'm literally having to use this to see in caves because this TV has darker darks.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm definitely enjoying it. It's noticeable in Blu-rays as well. I popped in Kingsman The Secret Service the day I got the TV. And pops.
The new one of that comes out soon, right?
The prequel, yes. The Kingsman. I believe that comes out December 19th. I know it's around Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay.
Which, by the way, congrats to Sony on completely messing up the editing of that trailer, so.
Yeah, with the whole invisible punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something.
Also, the poster that leaked the other day that shows Tobey Maguire on it, so there's that.
Well, we knew he was in the movie.
Everybody knew that.
That was a horrible, worst-kept secret.
It's so funny when they interview Andrew Garfield and he has to be like, I'm not in the movie. I don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, no, we know you're in the movie. Like, there are leaked images of you on set. Like, but because of NDAs, he literally has to just feign ignorance and go, I'm not in the movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So,
I have a little interesting game for us to try this episode.
Okay.
This year, a lot of games came out.
Yes.
They're having a Game of the Year's awards list, so I'm going to name up all the games that came out this year, and we're going to see, did we play them, did we like them, or whatnot. Well, I'm going to name off some of the bigger ones, for that matter, because I have a list right here from CNET. The first game on the list I got, Unpacking. Have you heard of this game, Haley?
I have heard of it. I have not played it, though.
Okay. Unpacking is a video game about moving house and putting objects in the right place. That's the subline for it, so.
I haven't played it, but I've heard Janet Garcia and Blessing talk about it recently on PSLOV.
Okay. I have not heard of this game. I have not played it, but people are saying it's a Game of the Year candidate. It's a good game, apparently. Okay. The next game on the list, which I'm quite sure you've heard of. I don't know if you played it yet. Metroid Dread.
Quick question. How am I going to play a Nintendo game?
Exactly. You don't have a Switch at all? You don't have a Switch Lite or nothing?
No, my mom... I bought the Switch up, Donnie, okay, for my mom, but then my mom couldn't play it, and I had no interest, really, in doing it. And then it turned out that, like, this was, like, earlier in the year, whenever the rent stuff occurred, we used it to pay some rent.
I got you. I played Metroid Dread. I own Metroid Dread. It's a great game. I still have to get to it. It's kind of one of those games that you want to keep playing over and over again. It's hard, but it's fair. I see why people want to put it in the Game of the Year contender list. I think it'll probably be up there for me after I finish it. Probably next year, because I don't have time. But yeah, it's great.
Is it harder on a scale, do you think, between the amount your son is struggling with Deathloop?
Different type of hard. Metroid Dread is kind of old school hard. Like, hey, you have to know where you're going. You have to go to certain areas. You have to find certain things. Certain monsters you can't kill at this point in time until you find the right weapon. So it's kind of like you got to figure that out. Deathloop is more of, hey, you have this, which we're gonna talk about in a minute. Hey, you have this open world. You can do what you want to do. But as long as you accomplish this one single goal in terms of killing this character. Now, how you kill this character, totally up to you. But you have to kill this character and get out of this area. And that's kind of the whole loop of Deathloop.
Yeah.
Now, it could be easy or hard depending on how you tackle it and how much information you have on the character. Great game. It allows for more creativity. And yeah, you can just go run to the character, shoot him, and run back out. But it's going to be a lot harder to do it that way.
Yeah, the only character I recommend doing that with is Alexis, because he's a pain and there's like 30 doubles of him.
Yes. But Deathloop's a great game.
Yeah.
One of my favorite games of the year.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I haven't finished it. I was browsing through trophy lists the other day and I noticed that Dev has only got like 2% of the trophies. I don't think he played on PC or...
He's playing it on PS5, I think.
Well, he's only got 2% of the trophies. I only asked because, like, I was bored the other day waiting for something to install. And
I think he stopped to finish Far Cry 6, if I remember correctly. So another game on this list, because these all games came out this year, is Eastward. Have you heard of this game? They've been talking about it a lot on Shaq. I know Garrett talks about it. It's kind of like a Link to the Past, Earthbound type game. I've heard a lot about it. I want to play it really bad. I haven't played it yet, but people love this game. So I'm excited to try it. And I know you don't have a Switch, so you can't try it yet. And the next game on the list was Deathloop, which we already just talked about, so we can...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've played it. It's definitely up there on my list.
Yeah, I like Deathloop a lot. It's up there on my list on top games of the year so far. Here's another game. It came out 2019, but it came out on like consoles this year. Disco Elysium. Did you play any of this, Haley?
Nope. I won't play it.
I've played it.
I wanted to play it, but I won't play it.
I played it, didn't like it.
Oh no, I know I'd like it. I will not play a game where I'm subjected to hearing the F slur about 300 times.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with this game. I didn't like it at all when I played it. I'm like, this maybe it's the wrong time for me to play it, or maybe I just don't like it, but it wasn't for me.
And that's just not that anyone really cares, but like I'm just pointing out, like, that's personal opinion. You want to put that in your game, that's fine. Once or twice, I can let it slide, but if I'm going to hear it constantly throughout the entire game, no, because then I'm just muting the audio and having subtitles. So.
Yeah. The next game on the list, which is one I think we can talk about in detail, Resident Evil Village.
Yes.
I've beat it. I think you beat it too, right, Haley?
I did beat it. Almost twice, actually. would have stopped.
This game is interesting because a lot of people, I think in the PSVG community, didn't like it that much. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I really like Village. There is one section in this game that I absolutely hate. No.
What section are you talking about? The baby section?
The crawling, slimy baby.
I thought that was excellent.
No, I hate it.
That was the only scary part of the game to me. That part was, like, terrifying. It was great.
I don't play Resident Evil to be scared, though. I play Resident Evil to have, like, a silly B-movie plot. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't play Resident Evil to be scared. Resident Evil has never been scary for me. Except 7, but that's because, like, the brightness in that game, even at its highest difficulty, is non-existent.
That is accurate.
But no. I really wish Lady Dimitrescu was in the game more than, like, the opening 3 hours, and that's it. I was not a fan of the baby section. The fish guy was interesting. That was a fun little section. And then Heisenberg's just a pain in the ass, but of course they have to make a joke about Chris punching a boulder in that section.
Yes.
And then the ending of the game, which is, I think, what has a lot of people divisive on, because they're not sure if there's a time jump or whatnot. I won't spoil the ending. That's about as much as I'll say about the ending. But I don't know. It leaves the future of the mainline games up to a very big question, kind of. I don't know. I enjoyed it overall. RE2 Remake is still my favorite.
I enjoyed it a lot. It's not as scary as 7, but I feel like there's moments in the game that I enjoyed more. They're more memorable to me, like the dollhouse thing, the baby thing. The creepy baby was creepy. That creeped me out, and I like that. The castle itself, just being in the castle and trying to run and hide, things like that, trying to figure that out. That was cool. Heisenberg was annoying, but there was that whole beginning section with him was cool.
Yeah, so Heisenberg as a boss fight, not too bad once you get the thing in the boss fight. But the enemies you fight in Heisenberg's section, real annoying.
I agree. Real annoying. It was good. I feel like Lady Miranda was an underwhelming boss.
Yeah.
Especially when you start off the game with such a strong character as Lady Dimitrescu is, in terms of, like, even now, people talk about her, they all talk about the game. And to go from her to go into Lady Miranda, like, all right.
Yeah. Also, it kind of feels RNG at which point when you defeat her.
Yeah.
Because of the way her boss fight is structured, you can never tell if you're actually doing damage to her.
Yeah. I didn't like her boss. I didn't like her that much as the character. All right. Another game on the list we both played, so this is great. Ratchet and Clank, Drift Apart.
You mean Rift Apart?
Rift Apart. Why I say Drift Apart?
I don't know.
Rift Apart. What did you think of Ratchet and Clank?
The game looks gorgeous. It's good to see Ratchet back. Ratchet has always been like I wouldn't say a showcase, but like an ingenuity among weapons kind of game. I mean, it's Insomniac, so that's not surprising. But like, if you compare the weapons in Ratchet to like the weapons in I don't even know if your son can listen to this because I don't know if he's a Patreon. But comparing the weapons in this to say like Jack and Daxter, you can tell like the care and thought was put into the design of weapons. Throughout the entire series, there's always been like the disco ball that makes enemies dance, or like I know in some of the earlier ones, there was a weapon where you could, like, turn enemies into sheep and they'd jump around and then explode. Like, the weapon design is great. I wish the story was a little longer, and I wish that Rivet could go to the planets Ratchet was on and vice versa, but, you know.
This was my game of the year. Well, this is my game of the year. I love the story. Rivet's an endearing character. I won a game with Rivet alone. This was great. It looked and felt next gen, which I don't think you can say about every game this generation so far. There's some games that feel next gen, and there's some games that feel like, well, this could have been on PS4 easily. And it looks like it's on PS4. This game looked like a prettier Pixar game. And I was like, this is awesome. This is fun. I enjoyed the story of it. It's very heartwarming in that Pixar way. And it's a lot of heart to this game. And also, it's not broken. In a time where so many games are coming out broken as shit, like Grand Theft Auto, like playing a Cyberpunk. Playing a game and coming out the box and it's just working. Feels good. Something to that. Something to be said to that. But it's great. I like the boss battles. I had so much fun playing this game. It's nothing more I can really say about it. It's just fantastic. It's so far my game of the year in terms of like type of games I like to play. It was just great. Oh, let's just go to another game since we're talking about games that came out of shit. Let's go to GTA. Did you play the GTA remaster, which was kind of surprised that it was coming out? It came out a broken mess.
No, I didn't play it. You know why?
Because it's broken. No one did.
No. It's $90 here.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not paying $90 for three PS2 games that look like... Sorry, not look like. That are the mobile ports with a cheap... I have no problem with the way the models look in the re-releases here. I'm just using this as an example. You re-release the mobile games with a cheap Unreal Engine filter over it. I'm not paying $90 for that.
I feel now, like this will be on sale pretty soon eventually.
It's Rockstar, so no, it won't be.
I think with the way it's been received, I think it's going to go a discount.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is still $60 8 years later.
Yeah, but Grand Theft Auto 5 was praised. This is not getting praised at all.
We'll see. Anyways, while I did not play it, I have watched a full playthrough, and by full playthrough, I mean a streamer going for 100% of both Grand Theft Auto 3, Definitive Edition, and Grand Theft Auto Vice City Definitive Edition, and wow, that game is broken. I know Donnie brought up on the PSVG that I was on earlier this week, at the time of recording, that they fixed the rain. I will not repeat my comment for PSVG because it got a reaction that I didn't like. But it definitely looks like something it shouldn't. The rain was white, and you could not see while it was raining. There are videos of people playing San Andreas. I think I've seen it most with people posting San Andreas. Like, one of the main story missions is a literal race, and you can't see anything because it's scripted to rain during the race.
Yeah, that game, it looks horrible. It doesn't play that bad. I was enjoying what I was playing, but it's broken. It's broken as shit.
Yeah, it got... Sorry, go ahead.
And to put out a game that broken when they are as beloved as Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas is, it's a fucking crime. Like, I'd rather you just not put that shit out.
Yeah. So again, I did mention this as well on PSVG. There was the rumor that these were supposed to be pre-order bonuses for the expanded and enhanced edition of GTA 5, which was supposed to come out this year, but got delayed till March. Who knows?
I get why they put it out before that, by the way. I get that, yes. Because they didn't want to put this out at the same time as GTA 5 Enhanced Edition. I get that.
Yeah, so it's like, it's broken. They've said they're going to work on it. They've already released one patch. I think they're working on a second. But this is bad. And for anyone who's unaware, these are the mobile, like, mobile releases run through a filter and released on next-gen consoles.
Pretty much. Let's keep moving on. Haley, did you play Hitman 3?
I did. And it is a fantastic game that I go back to all the time. And they just announced year 2 of content. So very exciting stuff. I haven't bought the DLC yet because I was waiting for it all to be out. But yeah, a lot of exciting stuff coming for Hitman 2. Every few months, I was just like, hey, we're good. We got lots of stuff coming. Keep up with us.
Yeah, Hitman is great. Yeah. It's more Hitman, so if you like Hitman, that's fantastic. So I would go through more of this list, but there's a bunch of stuff, and I don't know what you want to play or not. So this is what I will ask you, Haley. Mm-hmm. So far, what are your top 5 games this year?
Top 5 games this year.
Because we can run through that.
Okay. Deathloop.
That's a good one. What do you think makes it your top 5 list so far?
I'm always a fan of Arkane's games. I've been a big fan of Dishonored since they liked it. I did not like Prey. It's the only Arkane game that I've played that I didn't really like. But I just like that gameplay loop where, like, you have to figure your way out through the levels. Where, like, there's many ways to take out your target. You just have to figure out the way to get there. That's what I like about it. The story's good, too, but I haven't finished it. I'll get back to Deathloop as well, but, like, I think the only visionary I haven't killed in Deathloop yet is Igor.
Okay. So you killed all of them so far?
Yeah, except Igor. I don't know. Like, I really enjoy Deathloop. It's good. It's up there. It's not my game of the year, though.
But yeah, I agree. I Deathloop probably would make my top 5 games this year I played so far. Great story, great character. I like the banter and the back and forth between the characters. A lot of action. It's fun. That's simple mechanic. It's fun. So that's a great thing to have in a video game. So that would probably be in my top 5 too. So, okay. So what's number 4 then for you?
I'm going to put Far Cry at number 4. It's more Far Cry. I'm always a big fan. I know there's some stuff going on at Ubisoft, which, you know, like, there's a petition out there for a better Ubisoft. Go sign it. but it's more Far Cry. It's what I want. Far Cry is pretty good. The story is eh. But I never play the Far Cry games for story anyways, except 3. 3 story was fantastic. But, like, the gunplay is good. I wish they hadn't done what they did with the ammo types, because there's really no reason to use any ammo type except armor piercing. Otherwise, it takes forever to kill enemies.
That is correct. I agree with that.
But other than that, like, the gameplay is good. The exploration is worth it. Their weekly challenges stuff is just eh. But, you know, it's up there. It's Far Cry. I enjoy it. I'll get back to it once I'm done mucking around in other games.
Far Cry 2 is in my top 5. I enjoy it a lot. I love
and
the characters.
Let's be clear. You are talking about Far Cry 6 and not Far Cry 2 from 2008.
Yeah, right? I said Far Cry 2. Like, Far Cry as well. Is in my there not Far Cry 2 is in the second Far Cry. Far Cry as well is in my top 5. I love it a lot. I love the characters. I love the world. I love the world because, like I said, it reflects a lot on what I see in South Florida with the Cuban culture. So it's very kind of like comforting to see, like, the Spanish people talking Spanish and talking about their area. I love the main character in the story. Danny's great. Female Danny's awesome. I don't know nothing about male Danny, so. But playing the game as female Danny, I can't see that character in any other type of way except her. It fits the story so well. It fits like a glove, so I don't.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it fits just as well as male Danny, but
I've heard male Danny, and it's kind of like how people much prefer the voice acting for Cassandra over Alexios.
Okay, so it's the same thing. But yeah, it's great, man. I love Giancarlo Esposito as the bad guy. He's cool. Hearing his voice throughout the game feels ominous and it feels important.
It feels a little weird that they've released Breaking Bad skin packs you can buy in the
I noticed that
microtransaction store, but you know.
Yeah, I like the story so far. I've said this on play some video games. I played 17 hours of the game and didn't play damn near one story mission. Besides the intro stuff, I didn't play any of the story missions. I played like a whole bunch of side missions and stuff like that. And like my map now is like halfway full. Like I said, I barely touched the stories. Now I'm getting into the story stuff and I like it a lot. It's interesting. It's fascinating. I love it. It's just such a great, fun Far Cry game. Just like the last one. Far Cry, to me, doesn't really miss with their games. They're at least good, if not
great.
The
only Far Cry game I don't like is Primal.
And I played Primal. I even thought Primal was good. I thought that the subject matter of Primal didn't kind of grab me, but at least it was good. It was playable. But yeah, Far Cry 6 is on my list as well. So what's your third one, Haley? Because I want to see if we have any different games as of yet.
Hitman.
Hitman's not on my list, so that's great.
There's not much I can say about Hitman, but it's number three. Hitman is fantastic. I've gone over how much I love Hitman before, but like, it's the same. Here's the thing. It's number three on my list because it's a game I'll always go back to. Like, even if I'm bored, I only have like 25 minutes to play a game. I'll jump into a Hitman level and just try and figure out ways to kill the target. And with Hitman 3, you get Hitman 1, 2, and 3 if you own 2 and 1 and 2. So you've got plenty of levels to choose from. It's the same game, just improved on a new engine. It's fantastic. It looks great. Plays the same. And it's supposed to be the conclusion of the World of Assassination story, but I'm gonna press X to doubt on that one.
I liked it. I just didn't get enough into it to add it to my list per se. So, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Hitman is great. My number three, Guardians of the Galaxy. It's literally what I wanted from a Guardians of the Galaxy game. I know the gripes about it is, and they're valid gripes. Why we can't play as the rest of the Guardians and stuff like that. While that's valid, the story that it tells to me is a fascinating one, and it kind of hits the things I love about the Guardians of the Galaxy movies in terms of, like, it's very fun. You're laughing aloud at certain things that happen. Then you have these touching, dark moments, like the whole thing with Peter's mom, and you see that.
That...
And then you're like, oh, didn't expect to see that in the game. Then you have another moment with another character. Then another character, like, oh, they're doing this. And I just kind of, I liked it a lot. I like what they did with it. Go ahead, Ellie.
Yeah, no, just the thing with Peter's mom, I wish it wasn't broken up into, like, chunks. I wish she would just do it all at once.
I'm trying to think where you're at.
So, I'm at the matriarch, and then you end up in the bedroom as adult Peter.
Oh, so you're at that part now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to spoil that for you.
No, I know. It's weird. Also, like...
That part is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, so I can't say anything without spoiling the game, and I don't want to spoil the game for people, because it's worth playing. Like, go play Guardians. It's good. Spoiler alert, it's my number two.
I don't blame you. It's that good.
Yeah.
It's...
So, like, I have one gripe so far, and it's that they've used Rocket to push the plot. But they've done it in a way where it makes him seem like a whiny teenager.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a valid complaint. Yeah, I like Rockets. I like the way you'll see when you get there. Well, you already beat it, yeah. So.
Well, yeah, like I'm, so like, Rocket just hacked the drone. We found Nikki, and then it's the flash back as adult Peter in the bedroom while his mom's outside with a shotgun.
Yeah, it's it gets better with the story, which is hard to say because there's, like I said, there's a lot of touching moments in the game.
Yeah.
That pull on your heartstrings, and I love that about the game. I love story-based games, so that one just hit for me. So you said your number two is Guardians?
Yeah, and you've said pretty much all there is to say about it. Like, it's good. Just go play it, people. If you're a fan of Marvel, if you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, highly recommend it.
My number two, this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I'm picking it because the PS5 version of it came out this year. Ghost of Tsushima. I beat it this year. Beautiful game. Incredible. And PS5, it looks incredible. It plays incredible. It already looked incredible on PS4. But the PS5 version just ups it up even more. It feels like you're playing a Japanese movie. Great. So cool. The final boss was great. I like the contrasting colors in the game, like how you get to certain areas that are so bright with flowers and stuff like that, and then you get to certain areas that are damp and dark. The extra DLC content from what I played of it is really good. Just so good, man. Ghost of Tsushima. Check that out if you haven't played that yet.
Pretty
I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good game. Still didn't get the platinum, so...
But you finished it already. So what were your thoughts on it?
I mean, I finished. I never finished Iki Island. I bought it and then I just didn't finish Iki Island. Some of the PlayStation armor sets that they throw in there as Easter eggs are cool. It seems like the story for Iki Island is pretty good. The main story for the game in general is really good and sets up for a sequel. I enjoyed the main story, but, like, some of the side content for Ghosts just didn't thrill me, so.
Okay, that makes sense. So, what are we on? We're on your number one?
Yeah, my number one is cheating, because it's not a PlayStation game.
That's fine. It can be, number one can be any game you want.
It's Forza.
Oh, you like it that much?
I do like it that much. It's very good. I need to play more of it, but I'm drawn to beat Guardians before I do anything.
That makes sense. So what do you like about Forza so much?
I've always liked Forza. It's very good. Like, the way that they design their levels, their open world exploration is fantastic. Like, driving through the sandstorms is great, through the, like, torrential downpour in an exploding volcano, like, just the set pieces for some of the expeditions in Forza are great. They always do great work in the car models. Really, my only complaint with Forza is the same one that Donnie and Dev have. The character models for the player avatar do not look great.
Yeah, they are ugly, from what I've played of it.
Yeah.
They do not look good. Even when you make them, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but they've had that model since, since the one in Australia. So.
Anything else you want to say about it?
No, just if you have the option to play Forza, whether on PC or on Xbox, go do it. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, honestly, just buy Game Pass PC for PC if you have a PC and do it that way. It's a great game. From what I played, I like it a lot.
You'll get lots of content, lots of playtime out of it. Like, the map is huge. There's so much to explore. Even just spending like an hour and a half going after XP boards is fun. So
I agree. So I've already said what my top game of the year was. It was Ratchet and Clank Drift Apart, and I said why I love it. It's such a great character. it's such a good game, man. I can't go on more about it. It's just so good, so well made. I want more of these games. And I hope it did good. It seems like it did really good, so.
Yeah. I mean, there's the rumor. And, I mean, at this point, I don't think it's a rumor. I think it's pretty likely. But at this point, there's the rumor about Sly 5 and the Infamous game that's coming. So, yeah. I mean, it's like Sony's open to exploring some of their older franchises, so.
That's dope. So, any final thoughts before we go, Haley?
Nah, just the, like, even with COVID-19, this year's been pretty good for games. Like,
oh, yeah!
With re-releases, I mean, we got the console versions, and by console, I mean series, like, Xbox and PlayStation versions of Hades. We got Hitman, like
Mass Effect. Said,
the Mass Effect remasters. Alan Wake remaster. A lot of good remasters this year. The GTA one notwithstanding. A lot of good new games. Guardians, Far Cry, stuff. The expansions for Assassin's Creed came out this year. They're both pretty good. There's just loads of content that came out this year.
Death's Door, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, like I said, I want to play, but I haven't had a chance to do so yet.
Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, just so much this year. It's been great. And next year's looking great, too. Like, in that first quarter alone, wallet's going to be hurt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, like, just putting it out there, February's got... well, no longer has Saints Row, but, like, February, I'm excited for. It's got Horizon, Sifu, Dying Light 2, Life is Strange Remastered. And you go moving to March, and you've got Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, and it just keeps going from there. So,
I agree. All right, Haley, let me know where to find you at.
You can find y'all know where to find me. You can find me on Twitter at Shepard Zarrell, being a dork and tweeting about work, because that's pretty much all I do now. Find me over on Tumblr with my shenanigans over there. You can add me on a game platform of choice at Haley's Realm. I still don't really have time to stream, but I'll plug it anyways. Twitch.tv/Haley's Realm. Oh, and you can find me in the Discord if I'm not swamped with work. So.
Yep, and you can find me on Twitter at Devil_Cox. Check out Devil Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. And as always, long live play. Peace.